This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned yesterday. He submitted his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Shri Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amid ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state. Paris is set to become the global hub for AI governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the AI Action Summit 2025 on February 10th and 11th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris today to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. Two security personnel have also been martyred in this encounter, while two other jawans have been injured. The injured jawans have been airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the two martyred soldiers who were killed in the operation against Naxalites in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by the 31st of March next year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh met Defence Minister of Fiji, Pio Tiko Duadua, in Bengaluru on the sidelines of Aero India 2025. Singh said the two agreed to institutionalise India-Fiji Joint Working Group, JWG, on defence cooperation. Earlier in the day, Rajnath Singh met Defence Minister of South Sudan, Lieutenant General Cholthon J. Balok. India and Egypt will hold a joint military exercise called Cyclone 2025 at the Mahajan Field Firing Range in Rajasthan from today till February 23rd. The exercises aim to enhance defence cooperation between India and Egypt by focusing on sharing professional skills and improving interoperability to special forces in desert environments. This includes counter-terrorism operations, reconnaissance, raids, and other specialized missions. The exercises involve advancing special forces skills like sniping, combat free fall, reconnaissance, surveillance, and target designation. This is the third edition of the cyclone. The Indian Army contingent is represented by personnel from the Parachute Regiment, Special Forces. The Egyptian contingent includes the Egyptian Commando Squadron and the Egyptian Airborne Pataloon. Military cooperation between India and Egypt has strengthened in recent years. 14 fishermen from Rameshwaram in Tamil Nadu were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy yesterday for allegedly entering the waters of the island country. The Sri Lankan authorities also seized two mechanized boats from the possession of the detained fishermen. Fishermen in more than 400 boats went fishing from Rameshwaram on Saturday. Many of them were fishing in the waters of the Gulf of Mannar between Dhanushkodi and Thalai Mannar. The Sri Lankan Navy said it arrived in the area and seized two boats with registration numbers INDTN10MM979 and INTTN10MM2530 for allegedly crossing the border. This incident has created turmoil among Rameshwaram fishermen. And that's the end of this news bulletin.